This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is bringing back recently laid off bus drivers and train operators. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The federal government gave RTD $200 million in COVID-19 relief earlier this month. It's basically a lifeline for an agency that was already struggling financially. And then the pandemic made things a whole lot worse. RTD says it'll use the money to restore all of the frontline workers, like drivers and mechanics, that it had to lay off in recent months. It'll also start looking at how and where to restore service. Ridership is still at less than half of pre-pandemic levels, but RTD hopes that'll change as more people are vaccinated. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado is about midway the season for snowpack accumulation, and the numbers don't look great. The statewide snowpack is at about 73% of normal. Brian DeMoncus with the NRCS Colorado Snow Survey Program.
In the upper Colorado River Basin, the snowpack is 68% of normal, and it is slightly worse than 2002. 2002 was one of the drier years on record for snowpack and for annual precip.
DeMoncus says there's always a chance things could turn around this season, but that's unlikely. Free admission days at museums are coming back. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
Although COVID-19 precautions are still in place, some sense of normalcy is returning to museums. The Metro Area Scientific and Cultural Facilities District is bringing back its popular Free Days program starting in February. They were discontinued at the start of the coronavirus pandemic last March. Now, venues like the Denver Zoo and the Denver Museum of Nature and Science will once again host visitors for free, thanks to SCFD's funding. The organization will release its new free day calendar on January 31st. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Coming up, how President Biden is planning to tackle issues concerning immigration. Then, the post-inauguration prayer service, a tradition dating back to George Washington's swearing in, had faith leaders from various religious traditions. Many more were from progressive backgrounds. We'll have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. 50 in Colorado Springs. It's 46 in Grand Junction, 48 in Denver.